I finished writing a very thick manuscript on as the manual for the Grand Masters of the Ruins. Today, for the very first time, my entire class was initiated as the first Grand Master, as the first Masters of the Ruins. There have been vision holders initiated for Canada, for America, for Europe, for Eastern Europe through the Ukraine, and for Russia through Siberia. These were initiated to be the placeholders, the vision holders, until the time that there was a group ready to initiate, which was today. In fact, it was hours ago. The initiation into Grand Mastery of the Ruins ties in with the spell book in the following way. We have for a very, very long time been studying the mysticism, the healing methods, the shamanic methods, etc., of physical life. There is the 12 meridians that deals with the different aspects of physical life and puts it into the order for a very highly evolved being to be able to maintain life in the physical. Then there are 8 additional extraordinary meridians which we have created a protocol for its purification as well. 2 of these meridians are commonly used by acupuncturists, and that is the Ren Mai and the Du Mai. What they are is the bridge of no time. They are the meridians used by the masters and grandmasters of the ruins as they stand between the inner space and the outer space, between life and death, as through their practices they become resurrected beings. The other 6 meridians are seldom used, apparently, because they are described as being the unknowable, as representing that which cannot be defined, etc., and that is the truth. Because in that, these 2 of the 6 of the 8 meridians, the Ren Mai and the Du Mai, represent the bridge. The bridge is the unknown. The 12 ordinary meridians represent the known. The 6 additional represent the unknowable. The day I finished writing the Grand Master's Handbook, the next day a body of information came in on high magic, which is completely impeccable and incorruptible because the practitioner is part of the magic. The magic uses both inner and outer sources of power, and in the middle stands the practitioner. Now, the inner sources of power is inner space, and inner space is also necessary for the rune masters to be completely familiar with. But the high magic that is coming in will enable us to finally understand why the most conscious beings on the planet, namely the original gods and goddesses, the way showers, have not been the ones that have had the seemingly spectacular miracles happen, like the levitation and all these things that have been done often by black magicians. It is necessary for us to understand that the role of these original ones have been completely different. They have been the makers of realities. To form a reality, you have to take resources and form them into concepts that no one else has ever seen. This makes the pillars of a new stage for the stage play of life to move to. They have prevented major wars, famines, diseases in doing this. They have not focused on what the Hindus call the siddhis, the miraculous events in day-to-day living. But it is now time. The time of high magic is at hand. And I did not understand what was happening, but we started to collect the miracle stories. The 31st of December, the event that we host each year, this year it is called the Night of Miracles. And secondly, the spell book with how to do magic has come out, and it is just beautiful. When you handle the book, you can feel its gentle power. It is pleasing to all of the senses. So this has come out. In January, we have a cruise, How to Live a Life of Miracles. You have described miracles and magic that has happened in your lives through the miracles that have been turned in. I have asked that this period be extended, that if people can still turn in their miracle stories pertaining to the tools that we've brought in, anything to do with this journey we are walking together. Because from them, we are going to be choosing a prize a month between the end of December and the middle of, it's actually the solstice in June. We are focusing on miracles and magic because the time for the major lights of the world to feel inferior with those who spend their life learning to do these miraculous tricks is no longer there. It's time to understand why we haven't done them and then how to do them if we choose to bring delight into our life. The spell book is a very large part of it. It is also a power object. It prevents and removes black magic that has been placed on a household, on you and your family. Often it is intergenerational, so it's very hard to spot, but it causes depression. It causes often self-destructiveness and so on. This book is a power object, and it's one of seven to come.